Steve, it's such a beautiful backdrop here today in Abu Dhabi. It's so nice to have you back.
Absolutely. I love it here. One of my favorite places. Well, the favorite place, actually.
Tell me what you've been up to and also what you're looking forward to while you're in Abu Dhabi.
Well, I come here, first of all, for the peace. Yes. But secondly, I have a special connection to this place in that I see the cultural diversity here, which absolutely attracts me. I see the opportunity to expose people to the region so they can further understand what this place is really like and get rid of some of the myths and misconceptions that the Middle East has. You know, they lump the Middle East all into one basket, and that's not fair.
Yeah.
You know, you can't lump America into one basket, you know. But it's a lot of good over here in the GCC, and I love just exposing it by having, you know, friends of mine come over and partake in different events and, you know, just looking forward to growing that aspect of it to be able to expose more and more people to the actual qualities and benefits to this place.
Yeah, well, we love having you here. I mean, you speak so highly of Abu Dhabi and it's such a pleasure to always have you here. Tell me a little bit about MELT and why it's important for MELT to be in Abu Dhabi.
Well, MELT is a company. It's actually an acronym. It came to me, I was in Ghana and I couldn't sleep one night. And normally when that happens, that's God is talking to me.
Yes.
So I always wake up when I can't sleep and I just lay in there and something troubles me, that's usually God. So I get up and I have I have a journal of thoughts.
Yeah.
And I began to put them down, and he told me I would open up this company called MELT.
Wow.
And MELT, M-E-L-T, is for the merging of cultures and ideas. E is for the enlightenment and empowerment of people. L is for leadership and learning. And T is for trade and technology.
Mm-hmm.
And so I created this company one night at 2:30 in the morning, and I decided to create a company called MELT UAE, MELT Middle East, and come here and merge cultures and talk about the similarities we have as people. You know, the problem we have in this world is we're always talking about the differences we have, and nobody's taking the time to talk about the similarities.
Yeah.
You know, you have these religious conflicts, but nobody talks about this one God that we all serve.
Yeah.
You know, nobody talks about we all have this one God in common. Now, the name you attach to that does not change the God. You know.
It's beautiful.
If he's your Lord and Savior, if he's God Almighty, or he's Allah, or he's Jehovah.
Yeah.
Or whatever you choose to call him, that we have to talk about the similarities. Because as long as we're talking about the differences, we're going to stay at odds with one another.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of similarities, you know. Look, everybody I meet, they want two things. Everybody I know, they want to be happy and they want to be successful.
Yeah.
Those are the people I know. I don't know nobody that don't want to be happy and don't want to be successful. If I meet you and you're not wanting those things, I stop talking to you. And so we all want to have wonderful families, you know. We all want our children to have a better life than the one we had. You know, I strive for my children to have opportunities and a life that I didn't have. Now, I've given it to them. It's crazy. Nobody gave it to me, though.
Some very stylish children with a very stylish father.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody in my family likes to dress.
Oh, we know. You're the most attractive family. So you mentioned that one night that you couldn't sleep. What's your morning routine like? What's your evening routine like? How do you stay positive?
Well, I mean, my routine is simple. I'm up usually around 4:30 in the morning. I get up, I do my gratitude. I tell God thank you for everything he's done for me. Before I start asking for anything, I try to remember that. I don't always get it right sometimes, but I try not to pick up that cell phone and check emails because I'm on a totally different time zone here.
Yes.
And then I wake up, and then once I get started, I usually cold plunge for 6 minutes in the morning.
Oh, wow.
In water that's 6 Celsius, 6 minutes. And then I...
Some cryo, yeah.
do a oxygen bag, and then I do my radio show from here, mm-hmm. back in the States.
Yeah.
I do my radio show every day from here. And then after that, it's to the business world, and I start taking meetings and meeting people and try to be involved in as much as I can over here. And that usually keeps me busy. I can come over here, I can play golf this time of year.
Yeah.
And I'm not really good at it, but but I look good riding on the cart.
It's all that matters to you.
That's all that matters to me, man. I sit in the window and look out at the golf course sometime and realize I'm not the only one that can't play golf that good. It's a lot of people, man. So, and that's really my routine over here.
Yeah.
I go to a lot of events here, things like that.
Yeah. You often talk about the importance of positive thinking and gratitude. How important is having a positive mindset?
Well, you know, look, you can accept to be positive or you can accept to be negative.
Yeah.
Everything that you push from your brain, everything that you exert into the universe, every thought, every frequency that leaves your mind, that is the thing that's going to come back to you. That's how it works. It's the law of attraction. You don't have to believe in it. It's just the way it is. If I say I'm poor, then you better believe I'm going to be poor. If you say one day I will always be poor, trust me, you will always be poor. If you turn around and say one day I'm going to be very successful, one day I'm going to make a lot of money, one day I'm going to be rich, then guess what? That's what's going to start happening to you.
Yeah.
So it's just a very simple thing, but it's the thing that makes it difficult is most people don't understand how it works for them. They think that when we talk like this, we're talking about somebody else, but it actually works this way for everybody. Every one of us around here are under the same rule. It don't matter if you know the rule or not. If you think, oh my God, I'm always sick, then you always sick. If you say, I'm dedicating my life to get healthy, you will become healthy. It's just, look, man, I don't know why people won't understand that about themselves.
Yeah.
But the Bible says a man is as he thinketh. I mean, it's simple. You are what you think. Everybody, we are all where we are today because we thought ourselves in this position. You're sitting here as a reporter. You're sitting here as a media person because one day you wanted to be a media person.
Yeah.
And now you're sitting here talking to that damn Steve Harvey.
Right.
Look her here.
Look,
you sit up here talking, look, mama, I'm talking to Steve Harvey.
My mom's going to love that.
I'm telling you, man, she got to be, oh, my baby.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's how it works, man, you know? So, I mean, look at me. I'm in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
I have a global presence that I never thought. I wanted it, but I put it out there in the universe. And
yeah.
Now I have a global presence. And it's an incredible feeling to be respected.
Yeah.
Most everywhere you go, respected and admired.
Yeah.
Because I give to people. Mm-hmm. I don't take.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to pour something into people. I'm always trying to encourage and uplift people. And God rewards me for that.
Yeah.
So he encourages me and he uplifts me. And that's an amazing blessing.
How do you recharge your batteries? Because you are exerting a lot of energy. You give a lot of positive energy to everyone else.
It's hard, you know, because, see, once I leave the house, like this is early morning, right? Once I leave the house, I'm famous.
Yeah.
There is no way around it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm famous. And everybody wants something. So I have to understand that when I come out in public,
yeah,
that somebody wants something. When I get tired, and I do get tired, Then I go find me a room somewhere in a hotel, and I go sit somewhere by myself.
Yeah.
Or I walk out on that beach and head the direction where there's no people. I get me a cigar, and I sit down and try to relax. Or I go home. That's it, you know, and you just, during the course of the day, you got to stop every now and then.
Yeah.
Like when I'm on the, when I'm on the set shooting, I have my lunch alone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat with people. I need, I need 90 minutes to just
recharge.
Meet.
Yeah.
You know, so that's pretty much it. You know, I don't really get to be, I don't get to not be famous. That's doesn't how it works. You know, as soon as I pull up here, 15 people waiting on me. As soon as I got out the car in the front of the hotel, here's a camera crew. They just opened the door and there they were. They didn't ask me nothing. They just started taking my picture.
Wow.
I mean, you know, so it's kind of crazy, you know.
Steve, you have such an incredible story. You've been homeless before. You've lived out of a car. If someone is struggling right now or they're looking to be an entrepreneur, and they really want to level up their life, but things are not going so well, what is your message to them?
Here is the one thing. Here is the one thing that you have to do. Well, it's two parts to this.
Yeah.
You must, number one, keep the faith. Whatever you believed in so strongly, you have to, number one, keep the faith. And then the second thing, you can never, ever give up. You cannot quit. See, you don't know how close you are. But if you quit, you don't make it. Do you know how many people quit right before it happens? Do you know how many people give up right before God flips the switch? Do you know how many people stop pursuing their dreams because they got tired? You know how many people gave up because it got hard?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be difficult. If it was easy, it can't be easy.
Yeah.
And you have to fail. And that's the other part that people don't get. They have to fail. They have to fail. And people don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You have to fail to be successful. It's a part of the process. So you got to keep the faith and you got to never give up. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter how crazy it look. It don't matter how many years you got to live in the car. I don't care how many times they tell you no. It don't matter. That's it. That's the deal.
Steve, it's such an absolute pleasure to have you on Virgin Radio Dubai. If someone hasn't been to the UAE, why should they come to the UAE?
Well, let me tell you when you should come to the UAE. You should come to the UAE in July, and you should come to the UAE in August. That way, when you come back in October, you'll really love the place.
Yes.
Because you're going to blow up in July and August. I think everybody should come here and see what real heat is.
Yeah.
I don't think people really know how hot can be.
It's like stepping into an oven.
Oh, man. It's like I came here in August one time and the door opened up. I thought somebody had set my ass on fire. I was really concerned. No, but it's a great place, man. They got to come here. They got to come here and experience the peace. You got to come here and experience the culture. You got to come here and see how many nationalities really live in this world.
Yeah.
You got, now I have a suggestion for you now. If you're a bigot, if you're a racist bigot, do not come to the UAE.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to hate everybody.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody the same over here, man. So if you're a racist bigot, stay home.
Yeah.
This is not the place.
You'll have nowhere to go.
No, you're going to have to hate everybody, man.
So much hate, right?
Man.
That's people's problem, honestly.
That's their problem. But we got to, like I said, we got to keep talking about the similarities instead of the differences.
Steve Harvey, so fun. Such an absolute pleasure. I could talk to you for hours.
Yes. Tell your mama I said hi.
Mom, he says hi.
Hey, mom.